Hello, brethren. May you be blessed as I go into this wonderful topic on the two voices. Bear in mind as we go on in this series that we have two voices. We have what they call two distinct voices that filter the whole universe. Two voices. And God is here to equip us. God is here to give us understanding so that we shall understand and know what these two voices are. Amen. If you turn with me to the book of Genesis. Hallelujah. You see that Adam was created properly in the image of God. God saw no evil in Adam. God saw nothing wrong in Adam. Adam was a love being created, you know, in the awareness of God. He was constantly in fellowship with God. He was constantly walking in the knowledge of God. Amen. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate. She also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves covering. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees in the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Amen. Hallelujah. You see, God had already given Adam his commandment from the beginning that Adam should do what? He should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, we see here the woman being tempted by the serpent, and she succumbed to the seducement of the serpent, and she took of that fruit. That was the beginning of woes and problems for mankind. Hallelujah. Amen. The woman hearkened to the voice of the serpent. Notice here that there are two distinct voices. You have the voice of the serpent and the voice of God. Hallelujah. In fact, the Bible says that Adam hid himself from the voice of God. It was the voice of God that was walking in the garden. Adam hid himself from that voice because he felt guilty. Amen. His conscience now came alive, and he saw himself as naked. Initially, they thought they could be wise. Amen. Initially, they thought, you see, they could do away with the knowledge of God by taking of that fruit, because that fruit makes you to be wise in the sight of the world. It makes you know to have understanding in the sight of the world. Amen. It gives you a self kind of importance, a self kind of, you know, exaltation. And that knowledge tells you to do things without the knowledge of God. It tells you to see things without the knowledge of God. It tells you that, you know, to keep God away from your knowledge and begin to look on the creation in the natural light. And that was the problem. That was the beginning of the woes of mankind. Remember clearly that God was always there. The voice of God was always there in the garden. God did not leave that place. It was Adam who slipped from that realm into a lower realm where he could not hear the voice of God anymore, nor could he see the presence of God anymore. Amen. It was the filtering of that voice, you know, into where Adam was, that caused them to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. At times, don't you hear the voice of God? When your conscience begins to prick you and you begin to run away from the brethren, you begin to run away from the word of God. Hallelujah. So let us realize that constantly there are two voices in the universe. Two voices. Anywhere you go, in every place you go, in everything you see, remember there are always two voices. It's just like the radio waves, you know, that is emitted from a radio station. They have frequencies and you have waves. Hallelujah. There's always two realms, two frequencies. A frequency that is much higher, and there's another frequency that is lower. Amen. The frequency that is higher, the voice that has a frequency high, a wavelength that is much higher, is that of God. And that which of a wavelength that is lower is of this of the devil, of Satan. Amen. So you see, God is always speaking everywhere. God is constantly speaking in the whole of creation. If you open your spiritual eyes, you will see God speaking. If you watch the television, if you listen to music, you always see God speaking. If you have spiritual eyes and spiritual ears to see and hear. Amen. But you can always listen to it in another realm. You can always listen to it, you know, in ignorance. You can always listen to the voice of Satan. And I can show you, when you listen to the voice of Satan, which is embedded in the doctrines of men, the doctrines of religion, in doctrines, you know, of world, of the world system, in the doctrines of family, in the, you know, in the doctrines of traditions of men, you can rest assured that you will die. Because these things tend to do what? Tend to only justify themselves, you know, before humanity. Hallelujah. The doctrines of men and the doctrines and the traditions of men, the voice of Satan does one thing. It tries to give you a knowledge that is void of the knowledge of God. And it tries to tell you that, you know, you can survive on your own. You can live on your own. Amen. You can live forever on your own without the knowledge of God. It tries to tell you that, you know, you can prosper on your own. That you can seek your protection here. You can seek your covering on your own. Hallelujah. That same voice tells you also that you must do this and do that to be justified or to be righteous. Hallelujah. It tells you that you must follow a certain pattern. You must follow a certain way. You must do a certain thing. You must be like us. Before you can what? Because you can be perfect in the sight of God. Hallelujah. No wonder Adam put a leaf over his nakedness, Adam and his wife, to cover their nakedness. And they hid among the trees. Which talks of justification among men. Justification among the systems of men. You know, among the reasoning of men. So this is the cause of the fall. Because man has always listened to the voice of the devil, to the voice of Satan, which is from the lower realms of existence. But Christ has come again to restore us back to hearing the true voice of God. Remember that when we begin to hear the voice of God, it is then restoration comes back to our lives. It is a very big mystery. It is as we begin to be ushered into that higher realm, where we hear and discern the voice of God, automatically a new walking begins to happen in our life. strongholds begin to be broken, you know. Life begins to come back to us. That our heritage that we lost in Adam begins to come back. It begins to grow back in us. Hallelujah. Amen. So always remember that there are two thoughts. Christ came to reveal that second thought. Christ came to restore man back to that place where he can hear the original voice, where he can live in that realm, where he sees and hears the original voice. Hallelujah. If you turn quickly to the book of Matthew, remember the Beatitudes, you will notice carefully that Jesus Christ spoke of two voices. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 to 22, it says, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of judgment. But I said to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of judgment. Amen. Jesus Christ is saying, you have heard those of old, you have heard the old voice. Hallelujah. You have heard the old voice when you are in ignorance, when you are in darkness. You have heard that old voice, you know, when you are void of the knowledge of God. But I, Jesus the Christ, have come to reveal to you the new voice. The voice which you will follow. If you go to chapter 5, verse 27 to 29, it says, you have heard again. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks on a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Hallelujah. So you can see another voice. You have the voice of old and the voice of now. The voice of I am. The voice of God, of Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And remember clearly that voice that Christ speaks is the voice of God. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. But I say to you, hallelujah, who's the I? Who's the I? It's the Lord. Amen. In chapter 5, verse 38 to 39, he says, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, Amen. Chapter 5, verse 43 to 47. You have heard that it was said that you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies and bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you and pray for those who despitefully what? Use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the just. Amen. So you can see what is happening here. You have two voices. The voices that we heard of old, when we were in ignorance, when we were in the darkness of this world, and the voice of I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that new voice, when you begin to walk in that new voice, you begin to see everything in the light of God, in the knowledge of God. Amen. That knowledge of good and evil, hallelujah, is gone, because now you begin to see everything in the light of God. Amen. You cannot see an enemy in another person, in another brother anymore. What you see is a love thing of God. What you see is a soul, an image created exactly like that of God. Amen. You cannot commit adultery. Why? Because there is no room for lust in you. Because what you are seeing now is you see everything in the light of God. Hallelujah. When you commit adultery, you are drawn away by lust. But in this realm, in this new realm, when you hear the voice of God, you cannot commit adultery. You cannot lust. Why? Because everything what is in the light of God. The images of materialism dissolves. And now begin to see everything in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. You know, Romans chapter 1 talks about men being trying to be wise. Hallelujah. They did not retain the knowledge of God. If you go to Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 32. Hallelujah. Amen. It says that is Romans chapter 1, verse 22. It says, professing to be wise, they became fools. Hallelujah. Why did they become fools? Go back to verse 21. It says, although they knew God and they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts was what? Darkened. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You see it? Go back to verse 18. It says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. What may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his visible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Hallelujah. Amen. You see it? You begin to see that in the natural creation, the thoughts of God, his invisible attributes are seen in the things that are created. Remember that this physical, natural, carnal world was created by Christ for Christ. In other words, everything that is seen in this natural plane has a significance, a meaning in the heart of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. When you open your eyes properly and see, you see God is constantly speaking of his love for his son and his union with his son in everything that is created. Hallelujah. Go down into the bottom of the seas. Go down into sciences and look into the very molecules, into the DNA. Hallelujah. Look into the skies. Look, hallelujah. Look in the forest. You see, everything is talking about the glory of God. You see, they speak, but you have to listen to them. You have to, retain the knowledge of God in you. You have to be enlightened with the truth to begin to see and understand what God is talking about. So the natural man, the man in darkness, the man who is foolish, who does not retain, the thoughts of God, does what? He sees everything the way they are. And in like manner, this same man worships and idolizes the things in this carnal realm. Hallelujah. Because he sees and hears after the devil. He hears after that lower realm. Hallelujah. That realm of carnality. Amen. But we have to put on the mind of Christ. And when we put on the mind of Christ, what happens? We begin to see and hear after the heartbeat of God. Hallelujah. Remember when a voice comes forth, the voice is first of all thought of from within a person. Then it comes forth. Hallelujah. In likewise manner, when we hear the voice of God, we are seeing the deep things of God. We are hearing that which is from within of God, from the bowels of God. Hallelujah. And we know that when God speaks, his thoughts are what? Thoughts of good. Hallelujah. That he may bring us what? To an expected end. An end of prosperity. An end that is full of life. An end that is full of victory. Hallelujah. But Satan, when he speaks, we know what his thoughts are. His thoughts are what? To destroy you and draw you away from the glory that is in God. Hallelujah. So when we do what? When we listen to Satan, when we listen to the second voice, hallelujah, that carnal voice, when we listen to that voice that is void of the knowledge of God, what happens is that what? We are forsaking that mercy. We are forsaking the promises of God. We are forsaking the love of God. Hallelujah. And we are embracing what they call death. Amen. It's very vital and important that we understand what we are saying. Hallelujah. I will tell you a mystery. Amen. You see, we have three examples written in the Bible, even though there might be others. Hallelujah. Three exemptions in the Bible. You have what? Enoch, Elijah, and Moses. These are three figures that were what? That their bodies did not see corruption. Hallelujah. Somebody may say, but Moses died. But I tell you by the spirit of revelation, that body of Moses was taken away. That he did not see corruption. God took that body away. That is why there was the argument between, Satan and the angel of God over the body of Moses. And we knew the angel of God prevailed. If Moses was not taken away, he wouldn't have appeared on the mountain of transfiguration, I can assure you. Hallelujah. That body which he appeared with, amen, was his body. Hallelujah. Even though he took the, it, it, took the Spirit to reveal these two figures to those who beheld the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain of Olives, or the Mount of Transfiguration. Amen. So Enoch was taken away, Elijah was taken away, and Moses was taken away. Why? Amen. Why? If you notice clearly, Moses was, you know, even before he departed, the Bible says that he was, you know, in full health. You know, he was still strong like a young man. Hallelujah. His physical abilities are not what diminished. There was a reason. God has got a reason for these things. If you look clearly, you know, in the book of Genesis, God said that Enoch walked with God. He walked with God. Hallelujah. He walked with God. He pleased God. He walked with God. I tell you, when you have a companion, the companion tells you your secret. Your companion speaks with you. Amen. I tell you, one of the reasons why Enoch was taken away, because he heard the voice of God. He had an intimacy with God. Even Elijah, hallelujah, finally heard the voice of God. Amen. We're not just talking of, you know, probably a revelation as a prophet or a vision or something. We're talking of he heard the voice of God when he went, what, on the 40 days journey into the wilderness. The Bible says he heard the voice of God, like that still voice of God. Amen. He came and he heard that voice of God. That is why what he could go further to be translated. And we see another figure called Moses. Moses heard the voice of God in the burning bush. He also heard the voice of God when he went up to the mountains. Hallelujah. When he went up to the mountain of Horeb to receive the law, he heard the voice of God. Amen. For this reason, these figures, hallelujah, were distinguished. That they did not just die off like ordinary men. They did not just fade off like ordinary men. Hallelujah. Because when you hear the voice of God, it causes you to live. When you hear the voice of God, it causes you, you know, to come forth into victory. Hallelujah. This is a mystery. God's voice goes forth like thunder. And it destroys and it dispels every stronghold of evil in your life. Every stronghold of death in your life. Hallelujah. If you do not wonder, the psalmist talks about, you know, the voice of God in this vein. If you turn quickly to the book of Psalm, verse 29. Psalm chapter 29, verse 3 to 9. It says, the voice of God, of the Lord, is over the waters. The Lord of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. It makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. Amen. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says what? Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have to come to hear the voice of God. Amen. So that every stronghold, which are like the cedars of Lebanon, you know, the cedars of Lebanon, hallelujah, were very, very strong, solid trees that Lebanon had in the days of old. Solid trees that could look like as strongholds. Amen. When you compare a man to a cedar of Lebanon, you are talking of in his strength, a strong man. Hallelujah. Then please, and you can see this cedars of Lebanon today are those strongholds in our life that do what, that try to, you know, to hold us back from the glory of God. It's the stronghold of death. Hallelujah. The devil has placed in our lives. Amen. But I tell you, all you just need to do is to come into the presence of God and hear the voice of God. Hear and, you know, begin to live in that realm where you hear the voice of God. And you can see that stronghold in your life, that stronghold of death, of sickness, of disease, what will be destroyed. Hallelujah. You remember that Jesus Christ says that if you have faith like that of a mustard seed, you shall say to that mountain, be removed, and it shall be removed. Hallelujah. In likewise manner, I tell you, brethren, that you see, all you just need is the voice of God for those mountains to move in your See, another psalmist talks about the mountain skipping. The mountain skipping, you know, like calves. Hallelujah. Imagine a mountain skipping, jumping at the voice of God. The voice of God is powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. The voice of God is over the waters. It's over the nations. That's above in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. And what does the Lord, voice of the Lord do? It causes the deer to give birth. Amen. For us to bring forth after that likeness of Christ, for us to bring forth a new creature, we have to hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. We have to hear the voice. The wilderness of Kadesh talks of the wilderness of darkness. Hallelujah. Kadesh talks of darkness, of a dark, you know, tent. Hallelujah. And I tell you, every darkness in our life is dispelled. The ignorance, hallelujah, that causes that darkness is dispelled, and we are enlightened with the light of life. Amen. When we come into the voice, when we come into hear the voice of God, hallelujah, even the flames of fire, hallelujah, the flames of hell, the destructive tendencies of hell, hallelujah, God is only the voice of God that can deliver you from that hell. Hallelujah. That realm that most the world has slipped into, that they are being destroyed on a daily basis, that they are perishing daily. They are delivered when they hear the voice of the living God. Amen. So we have to begin to watch out for the voice of God. Realizing you, there are two realms. Hallelujah. There is a realm where you hear things in the voice of God. With the voice of God. And there is what? There is a what? Another realm where you hear things after the voice of Satan. And whether we know it or not, that voice of Satan is even found in the church. It is found in the systems of religion. Hallelujah. It is found in all denominations of religion. It is found where? Even in Pentecostalism. Amen. No wonder in the book of Revelation, John saw a lamp. A lamp that is shaped a lamp. You see, it was a beast that had two horns like a lamp. He had the appearance of a lamp. Hallelujah. And we know who the lamp is. The lamp is Christ. Hallelujah. The Christ of God. But this lamp was different. Why? Because his voice was the voice of a dragon. The voice was the voice of a dragon. Hallelujah. What is a dragon? A dragon is what? It's a fanciful serpent. Amen. It's a bigger form of a serpent. Out of his voice comes out venom. Out of the mouth of a dragon comes out fire and venom. And the aim is to what? Is to destroy. Is to deceive. So that voice that we see in the realms of religion can be likened to that lamp, that false lamp, that false prophet that deceives people into thinking that, they are after worshipping and seeking the true God. It is in all realms. We're talking of all realms of religion, whether Pentecostalism, Catholicism, anything. But all they just do is to hear the voice of Satan. They go into these churches and, the lamp is speaking with the voice of a dragon from the pulpit. And people are deceived and lured away. And they are tormented. Amen. They are held in chains. They are held in bondage to the doctrines and traditions of men. Hallelujah. That you must do this, you must do that. Amen. That you will go to hell, that God will do this to you, God will do that to you. And people are living in fears all their life. They have a very wrong image of the living God. An image of God that is false has been implanted in the hearts of people, in the minds of people. Hallelujah. By these teachings from the dragon. Hallelujah. So this dragon is in all fear. This voice of Satan is in all spheres. Because the Bible calls him the prince of the powers of the air. In all spheres of this world, we're talking of even in your families, amen. We're talking in your working places, we're talking in government, anywhere where you do not have a knowledge of God, of the true God, hallelujah. They hear the voice of Satan. So, God is coming forth in these last days to give us revelation, to give us understanding of how we shall come back into life, hallelujah. No one, the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice, and my sheep hear my voice and they know me. Hallelujah. The voice of God is going forth in these last days. And the voice of God is doing what? Is going forth to redeem and to bring forth the chosen ones of God out of this mess, out of that realm of destruction. But what the Bible says, they only have to hear the voice. It is the voice of God that will lure their souls back into the place of salvation. It is the voice of God that will bring them back into the place of victory. It is the voice of God that will deliver them from death and do what? And give them, bring them into the place of life, which God originally intended for man. Amen. Hallelujah. No wonder Jesus Christ says what? He says, Christ says, I am the good shepherd. Amen. I have come to give life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Amen. The voice of the stranger is the voice of the serpent. It's the voice that was there in the beginning that tells you to deny the true knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And begin to follow after the knowledge of the carnal man, to see the creation in the light of carnality. Hallelujah. It is that voice that caused the fall, you know, in the beginning. But God has called some of us so that we can recognize this voice. Hallelujah. And as we hear this voice in these last days, that is the voice of the true shepherd calling and calling on his chosen ones to come forth into fellowship with God. Come forth from that your misery. Come forth from your destruction. Come forth from your ignorance and come into the light. Hallelujah. Because we know when we come into the light, we are coming into life. Hallelujah. So this is the voice of, you know, the true shepherd. Amen. You have two voices here, the voice of the true shepherd and the voice of what? Of the stranger. Hallelujah. The voice of the thief. Amen. Hallelujah. While God is whispering and calling the sheep to come forth, the Satan too is also whispering and calling the sheep to go the other direction so that he go into destruction. Remember, even when Moses went forth to deliver the children of Israel, there were two voices there. Moses spoke and said, "Let my people go free. Let my people go." Hallelujah. And he spoke the voice of God. "Let them go that they may come and worship me on my mountain. Let them go that they may come and serve me on my mountain. Let them go that they may come, you know, and bask in my presence." But what happened? There was another voice. Hallelujah. The voice of Pharaoh that said, "No, that the people shall, you know, the people must serve me." Hallelujah. "The people must serve me. The people must remain in Egypt." Hallelujah. So there are two voices. We have to recognize the two voices. No wonder Jesus Christ says what? "Mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. Brethren, mind how you hear." Because if you there is a way you can hear, and you can hear and, you know, hear everything totally wrong. Hear everything in the light of what? Of Satan. Amen. Mind how you hear. Hearing, in hearing comes forth our salvation. In hearing comes forth, you know, our victory. No wonder Jesus Christ spoke to the multitudes in parables. Amen. He spoke to the multitudes in parables, but to the disciples, he explained them. He explained the mysteries. He explained the meaning of the parables. Hallelujah. What is God trying to say here? In Matthew chapter 13, verse 10 to 7. "And the disciples came and said to him, 'Why do you speak to them in parables?' And he answered and said to them, 'Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.'" Hallelujah. "For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have what? Abundance. But whoever does not have, even that little which he has, I will take it away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parable, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, that hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have been closed, lest they shall see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their what? Hearts and turn, so that I should do what? I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For surely I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and what you hear and did not hear it." Amen. Hallelujah. So you can see Jesus Christ is saying here, there are two ways of perceiving his creation. Everything in this creation is like a parable. Hallelujah. You know, a parable is something that is a mystery. You have to dig deep into a parable to get the understanding, to get the meaning. Hallelujah. The world actually sees the parable, but did not see the real substance. They did not have a substance, a reality of the truth of what God is saying inside of those parables. Hallelujah. But we who are his disciples, we that seek the Lord, have a clear understanding of what God is saying in this creation. Because God is speaking every time. I always say God is speaking in everything. You can rest assured that every step you make, every move you make, God is there. He's constantly speaking. Hallelujah. But those who are close to the heartbeat of Christ, those who have agreed to follow the Lord, they will hear this thing, that voice, and they will see and begin to understand the thoughts of God. They hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. And when they hear the voice of God, they hear more and more, and they understand more and more. And when they understand more and more, they have life in them. And when they have life in them, what happens? They have it even more and more abundantly. Hallelujah. But those who do not hear, those who see things after the carnal senses, those who do not have the knowledge of God in them that shines from the face of Jesus Christ, what happens? The little knowledge, hallelujah, the little understanding they have from them is what is taken away from them. So that they slip further and further away from God, into destruction. Hallelujah. But then the bottomless pit has got no bottom. It is a continuous fall. Amen. When we walk without the knowledge of God in ignorance, you are going down a steep slope, a continuous fall, and it never ends. You might die off and leave your body, but your soul still continues to go down that steep, go down that bottomless pit into destruction. Hallelujah. But the voice of God, the voice of Christ, has come to do what? To deliver us from that destruction, to lift us up, hallelujah, from that realm of deceit, from that realm of what? Of lies. Hallelujah. Lies. Lying vanities. Amen. So you can see the importance of listening. Amen. Hallelujah. It is not the importance of going to church to clap. It's not the importance of going, you know, to church to run around in circles. It's not a matter of going, you know, to make activities, thinking that you are pleasing God. It's not a matter of fasting and starving yourself for 1 week. It's not a matter of, you know, going to Africa to feed the poor. It is a matter of what? Hearing the voice of God, understanding the heartbeat of God. Hallelujah. Because this is what God delights in. Amen. The one that should glory in the fact that what? That he knows the Lord, that he has a knowledge of the Lord. So this is the message of the kingdom. Amen. We have to learn to discern the two voices. One voice is the voice of truth, and the other voice is the voice of lies. Hallelujah. The other voice tells you there is no God. Hallelujah. The other voice robs you of the knowledge of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The other voice gives you a false sense, a wrong image of God. Hallelujah. So that people have now seen God as a monster. People see God as a consuming fire and nothing more. Hallelujah. People see God as a God of hell and, you know, and heaven. That if you do not do this, you go to hell. If you do not pay your tithes, you go to hell. Hallelujah. If you do not, you know, do this, if you do not make your vow or do this kind of thing or do that kind of thing, you will go to hell. Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, but when you hear the voice of God, the true voice of God, you begin to realize that our God is a God of love, and our God does, you know, gives and gives and gives and gives that love, because in him is what is no darkness but pure light. Hallelujah. Amen. We fall into the difficulty we fall into. Why? Because we left the presence of God. Amen. Because we slipped away from the presence of life. Hallelujah. When you slip away from the source of your livelihood, how can you survive? There is no way you can survive. You will surely perish. You will surely go down the slope of death. Amen. So God has come that he will do what? He will give us enlightenment, understanding. Hallelujah. That is why we call upon the saints of the God to come into fellowship with the Lord. Amen. And of a truth, our fellowship is with the Father and the Son. When we have that fellowship with God, what happens? We hear the voice of God. We hear the word of God. And we know every single thing. Hallelujah. Every stronghold in our life is destroyed. Hallelujah. This voice of God can be likened to thunder. It can be likened to the seven thunders that John saw in the book of Revelation. Amen. You know how thunders. Hallelujah. Every enemy, every circumstance that has fought against us will be dispersed several ways by this thunder of God. No one in the days of God, when God struck Egypt, when God smote the enemies of God, hallelujah, the Bible says that he sent thunder and scattered them. even when God testified concerning Jesus, what happened? The Bible says his voice was like thunder. Amen. You see that from the physical, we're not saying that if you hear the physical thunder outside, that is God speaking. No. But we're trying to say that from that physical thunder you hear outside, you can begin to perceive and understand that that's how God's voice is in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Because that thunder comes from the heavenlies. And normally it is accompanied with lightning, which is a revelation of the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you see thunder in the natural realm and lightning, that is God speaking. Hallelujah. He's enlightening you. Amen. Hallelujah. And what happens at times? At times these things can usher in rain. Rain comes for is the talk of the word of God, talks of refreshing from God. Hallelujah. And it's only those who have spiritual eyes that can hear this thunder. Amen. If you do not have that spiritual eyes or spiritual ears, you will not hear this thunder. Hallelujah. So this is the work of God. Amen. We have to learn to discern the voice of God. Hallelujah. The voice of God is in every corner. Hallelujah. And the voice of God is good. And there is no knowledge of good and evil in the voice of God. Hallelujah. You begin to discover that all these things that we have termed as evil. Hallelujah. All these things that we have restricted ourselves and bound ourselves with are nothing but a figment of our imaginations. Hallelujah. And satanic things, because they do not really exist. Amen. Hallelujah. So as you fellowship with the Lord, may the Lord bless you and continuously, increase you in the knowledge of himself. Amen. Hallelujah.